Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, December 14th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. The gospel goes into Iraq as violence continues. An unprovoked attack comes on open-air evangelists in Nigeria, and volunteers are needed to reach teens for Christ in the U.S. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Iraq. Yesterday, the world celebrated the one-year anniversary of Saddam Hussein's capture. While violence continues, Christians are excited about the prospects for outreach, especially among young people there. Book of Hope's founder, Bob Hoskins.
In the face of all of the horror that's taking place there, the good news is that it's creating a lot of opportunity for the spread of the gospel. We've just shipped to 2 containers of Books of Hope and Bibles and Christian materials into the country of Iraq.
Not just in Iraq, though. Hoskins says their team, made up of Lebanese believers, is doing incredible work.
They, over the last couple of months, were in the Gulf states, in Kuwait, in Qatar, and they found wide open doors. School assemblies, they distributed over 12,000 books, and the schools they couldn't get to were asking, when can you come back and distribute the books? And this is God's word.
Meanwhile, in the wake of an attack on a team of evangelists in Nigeria, Jigawa government officials sent police to the capital city to stop an outbreak of sectarian violence. According to Compass Direct News, 10 Muslim militants are in custody in the wake of the violent attack. The militants' aggressive action against the gospel team provoked a violent clash with local Christians during their open-air preaching event. Pray for those involved in ministry and for the safety of those responding to the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. India's government wants to stop the escalation of anti-Christian violence. A bill is being sent to Parliament to stop interreligious violence. Yet in 1 week, violence against believers has seen 2 churches destroyed, one of them in Tamil Nadu. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says in spite of this,
we've had a weekly broadcast there for the past year, and it's been very, very successful. And a Christian group called Good News Television contacted us, and we have been working through them for the past year, and they said they were wanting to do something that would be unique in the history of that state.
In fact, Tippett says the partnership is getting ready for an unprecedented project.
They want to produce a broadcast for Christmas Day, take 24 hours, and have nothing but Christian messages and the story of Christ on television in that 95% Hindu state.
Next, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism reports good news in Italy. Missionaries Jim and Lori Spoto are grateful for the efforts of 2 teams of volunteers. The teams came from a mission called Construction for World Evangelism and remodeled the church building downstairs. Their work opened many doors for the gospel to be shared. As a result, the church has expanded to be able to seat 250 people, and they now have a built-in baptistry. And volunteers are an important part of ministry with Young Life. It's an organization that takes God's word to teens around the world. But the need for more people to help is great. Young Life's Tom Hammond says there's a problem with those who don't participate in outreach.
The concept of a non-participatory laity is not biblical. And some would even say that we're going through a second reformation right now where the church is finally getting it, that we are all called to be ministers. We need lots and lots of people to work with kids because it's biblical.
Hammond says young people are no longer rebelling against authority.
There has been a lot less adult authority in their lives to rebel against. I think kids are crying out for adults to be involved in their lives. There certainly are more and more kids that don't have good adult figures, moms or dads in their life, and a great need for adults to be there, adults who love Christ.
Kids are hungry for answers and are looking for truth. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions database logo on the left where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.